Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley and the Bright and the Morning Star. Hallelujah. Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart, and we come with an attitude of gratitude, Father, thanking you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. And Father God, we give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. We come to say thank you, Father. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every and every situation. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. There is none like you on all the earth. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father, we ask your forgiveness. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day, Father. We are so grateful for it. And now we commit the day back over into your hands, that you will unfold it according to your wisdom, according to your word, according to your might, according to your power. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Father. We pray for all those who are downhearted today. We pray for all those who need encouragement today. Those who are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, possessed. Father God, we pray for those who are lost and turned out. We pray for those who are struggling to find their way. We pray for those, Father God, walking in faith, walking in peace, walking in joy. Those who delight to do your will, we pray for them that they might continue. We pray for those in the hiding place. We pray for those who have come out. Father God, people everywhere and every level and every situation, Father God, we ask that you would meet them. We ask, Father God, that you would help them, Father God, and we ask that you would guide them as they pray to you, Father. We pray for praying people, Father God, that people will begin to pray. People will begin to believe and receive and walk in the glory of the living God. Thank you for being our sun and shield. Thank you for giving us, hallelujah, peace and glory. And absolutely no good thing do you withhold from those who walk upright. Thank you. Now, Father God, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry. Father God, from day one, Father God, hallelujah, all the way up to now and beyond. Thank you. Thank you for the helpers that you have sent, porters that you have sent, those who pray, those who serve, those who give, those who, Father God, everybody has a part. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you that we all have one common denominator, and that's the person of Jesus, the person of the Holy Spirit, Father God, the Blessed Trinity. And we say thank you, God. Thank you for all the souls that have given their life to Jesus through this ministry, through the word being taught through this ministry, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May they continue to grow and desire the sincere milk of the word. Thank you, Father. God, we're asking you for a good day, God. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, God. Father, keep us from evil. Keep us from evil. And Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord as we celebrate one more day of life, of health, of strength, one more day of blessings, one more day, amen, of the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, one more day, amen, that the Lord God, he has blessed us, amen. So we rejoice, we rejoice, we rejoice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time with us listening in, welcome. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the breakfast. Amen. Served by the Holy Ghost. Amen. God's living word, the breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thanking God for one more day. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And we bless Jesus Christ. All right, all right, all right. We pray that everybody is good. We pray you're good. Holding on, holding on. Amen. We know it could be better. And guess what? It's going to be. It's going to be. Why? Because Jesus is on the way back. And it's soon. Oh, it's real soon. It's real soon. Mm-hmm. It's so soon, you can almost feel him coming. That's how soon it is. When we read the news and we see what's going on around us, beloved, we know it's real soon. God can't speak any louder than what he's speaking right now. His grace and his mercy, amen, is controlling the situation that could have been so much more out of hand. And it seems like the louder the Lord is speaking, the louder the devil wants to speak. It's like the devil wants to be in competition with God. And the louder God speaks, amen, the devil gets loud and he has people working for him. And they don't care anything about being caught. They don't care anything about consequences. They just whatever. But guess what? God is going to wrap it all up sooner or later. So, beloved, be encouraged because today might be our day back. Today might be the day back. Today might be the day we board the train. Heaven bound. Heaven bound. Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. We want to continue in our teaching and our series on the men of the Bible. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we want to talk a little bit about Cain. About Cain. Amen. Coming to us this morning to share with us some insights, some thoughts, some revelations. Amen. It's a Holy Spirit has revealed it to her. Amen. Our dear sister in the Lord. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She loves God's people. Amen. She is striving. Amen. I've watched this lady during the years, and I'm telling you, she puts everything in. She puts everything in. She's determined to hold on. She's determined, amen, to make it. She's determined. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I've seen her. Amen. Press through frustration, press through agitation, press through the drama, press through the sickness. Amen. This is a pressing, oppressing soul. Amen. Brother Paul says, amen. He pressed toward the prize. Amen. And beloved, I'm telling you, this Christian walk on, take some pressing. Because without pressing, there is no blessing. Amen. She is faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. She is faithful to this ministry. She is faithful to me, the apostle. She is faithful to the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She is faithful to the Lord. Amen. And so God rewards faithfulness. And he says, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. So we applaud her. Amen. And we thank God for her. Amen. And it is she who is coming to us this morning to share whatever the Lord has placed in her heart. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our minister, Darlene Carr, out of Philadelphia, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Minister Darlene, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you clearly. Thank you for being here this morning. We appreciate you. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Bradford. Thank you, Block Talk Radio. God bless you, prayer partners. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I'd like to say welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You invite a presence, the presence of my people. So lift your head and lift your voice and offer up your sacrifice to me. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You invite the presence of your people. So I lift my voice and I lift my sacrifice unto you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, prayer partners. Good morning, Apostle Bradford. I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on Cain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cain. Well, they had to take Adam and Eve and the help of God for Eve to receive Cain. Adam and Eve had a son. Then Eve said, I'm going to name him Cain because God gave him with the help of God. How did I write this? I got him with the help of the Lord. Later, she had another son. And she named him Abel. Abel became the sheep farmer, but Cain farmed the land. See, one day Cain gave part of his harvest to the Lord. And Abel also gave another offering to the Lord. He killed the firstborn lamb from one of his sheep and gave the Lord the best part of it. The Lord was pleased with Abel's and his offering, but not with Cain and his offering. This made Cain so angry that he could not hide his feelings. It's somehow we can be angry because someone else got the nominees to something and we get angry about it. Let's go on. So the Lord said to Cain, he said, what's wrong with you? Why do you have such an angry look on your face? If you would have done the right thing, you would be smiling. But you didn't. But you did the wrong thing. Isn't it amazing how we think that we're doing something right, but someone else is doing it right, and then we just angry because they did it right, and we just wrong, and we just better, and we just start throwing all kinds of tantrums. But, and now, sin is waiting to attack you like a lion. Sin waiting to destroy you, but don't let it. See, even though I know that my offering wasn't good or my production that I'm doing, I could have did better. But because someone else did better than me, I'm going to rise up and I'm going to get jealous of Cain did. And I'm going to get jealous, but I'm getting warning, you know, just learn from each other. It's like you say, iron sharpens iron. So I see that you put your all and your everything in it, or everything. You know, I'm giving my sacrificial offering unto the Lord. It's for him. So I'm giving you my all because I cannot lose if I give it all to God. You see my motive. You see my heart. You see why I'm doing it. So he said, what's wrong with you? Why do you have such an angry look on your face? If you had done the right thing, you would be smiling too. But you did the wrong thing. And now sin is waiting to attack you like a lion. Sin wants to destroy you. But he tells me, but don't let it. Don't let it. You just learn from your mistakes. Move stuff out the way. See, because, I mean, he's no respectable person. If he did it for Abel, he'll do it for you. He just seen your motor. I mean, you want to hold back. I mean, just give it all to him. Now he's counted, been dropped. He's angry now at his brother. He's jealous, you know. Cain said to his brother, he said, come on, Abe. He said, come. He said, let's go for a walk. And when they were out in the field, Cain killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, he said, where are Abel? How should I know? Like if God don't see all, he don't know all. You got a warning. He said, don't let sin take you over. You got a warning. So all you do is just come forward and let him know. Well, you know, jealousy just rise up in me, and I just got mad because you received this. You had more respect for Abel's offering than you had mine. So you told me don't let sin just rest in my spirit. But I let it in anyway, and I just killed him. My God. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, he said, where's Abel? He said, how should I know? He answered, I'm supposed to look after my brother? look at Cain. I mean, Cain just fouled all cross. He just fouled. Just like jealousy. But we got to be careful. The little fox can spoil a whole vine when you say, oh, I ain't jealous because you went up there and you presented better than me or you bust that chest better than me. And, I ain't jealous. I ain't mad. But you know that you're not happy. then you're not happy for me. You got to be careful, because then that's that little fox coming in and going to tear your whole vine up. So that's why you got to do a soul search within yourself. What's in you? Then the Lord said, Why have you done this terrible thing? You killed your own brother? Look at there. And his blood flowing into the ground. Now, his blood is calling out for me to punish you. He can't do punishment now. All because did the same thing. Cain did the same thing Abel did. See, when you want to give somebody, give them your best. Don't try to keep the you already, the pharmacist, you already out there operating the land, the grass, the land. I mean, so you out there is going to grow. So just go ahead on and just give them the best. Of course, you stay trying to hold the best back for yourself. No. So, your brother's blood is calling out for me to punish you. And so I'm going to, how did I write this? Because you had killed Abel, and made his blood run out on the ground, you will never be able to farm the land again. Look at that. All because he didn't, his offering that he gave unto the Lord, his sacrificial offering. I mean, it wasn't, could have kept it. If it wasn't from your heart, you didn't want to give it up. So now you'll never be able to farm the land again. If you try to farm the land, look at his punishment. It won't be productive. Anything for you, produce anything for you. From now on, you'll be without a home. Look at there, and you will spend the rest of your life wandering from place to place. See, this punishment, it became too hard for Cain. See, but all Cain had to do is just do the right thing. Do the same thing his brother did, but he going to get jealous of him because he had respect for Abel's offering, and he didn't, God didn't respect Cain's offering. But just like you said, I mean, if you would have came and did as your brother did, I would have respected your gift just as well. See, but if you just look back, why you wanted to hold back? Why? Because you wanted more in your household? Or you think, oh, well, God already got it. He already got it, so why should I give it to him? God already got it. He don't need mine. And so you want to hold back. When God is wanting, seeing that you produce and your crop is growing out there on the farm. So Cain said, you making me leave my home and live far from you? I will have to wander about without a home, and just anyone could kill me? Now you worry about somebody killing you when you came up against your brother. Because he gave his father a nice offering. You could do the same thing. Now you worry about somebody killing you. Was you worrying about killing Abel? No, you was worrying about your own iffy reason, Cain. All about Cain. See, we got to move stuff out the way because it ain't ours no how. It all belongs to God. So why could you just give him your best? You gave me your best. You had to worry about your countenance falling. He did the same for you. He's no respectable person. You see, he's looking at your heart. No, the Lord answered, anyone who kills you will be punished. See, he ain't let nobody kill you. See, you hold back easy. No, that's too easy. See, you would be punished. Anybody do try to, they would be punished 7 times worse than I am punished. You. So the Lord put a mark on Cain to warn everybody not to kill him. But Cain had to go far from the Lord and live in the land of wandering, which is east of Eden. Now, this is why I struggle at with these here biblical with these biblical names and try to pronounce these names and can't on. Baby Cain and his wife had a son. Right, oh, look at that. See, Cain, he named his son Enoch. I guess how you pronounce it, E-N-O-C-H. At the time, Cain was Enoch, I can't pronounce these biblical names, after his son. He got a town, and he named the town after his son. Enoch had a son named Arad, who had a son named, look at this, I mean, the people just started coming after he just got his punishment, and he had to wander off and to the land, go over here and go to and fro, all because behind the fact he slew his brother. So I'm going to drop all of it down here because all these names in here, he just started getting all his peoples. After he went out here in the wilderness, he got his punishment. But all he had to do is just do the same thing Abel had to do, just steady killing his brother because jealousy had just set in because he gave a better offering. His brother gave a better offering to God than him. He built the town, and so he named it after his son. Arad, who had a son named Mizrah, these biblical names or something, who had two sons named Misha. I've been struggling with these names, but the way I was pronouncing it sounded real like Hebrewish to me, but I didn't speak that language back then. We got to come up today English with me so I can understand these names. But I asked God to download the revelation and the knowledge to me when I be reading these names. And but I like where that one day Lamech said to his two wives, he had two wives, a young man wounded me and he had killed him. Another one who tried to get even with me will be punished 10 times more than anyone who tries to get even with Cain. So finally, Adam and his wife, go back to where it started from, had another son. They named him Seth because they said God has given us a son to take the place of Abel, who was killed by his brother Cain. Later, Seth had a son and named him, if we go with these names again, I went Enosinus. About this time, people start worshiping God. They start believing. They start believing in him, you know, and give him these sacrificial offerings. You know, it took Cain to go around here with jealousy and came up and when he wants to shoot his brother, but all he had to do is do the same thing, but he let jealousy set in him and take over him and rule over his thinking. See, but he didn't have to do all of that. All he had to do was just give from his heart and don't just try to hold back. Because when you hold back, you cheating yourself. And because all is in this world, it all belongs to God. So by he was just holding back his sacrificial offering, all he did was stagnate himself and slowed up his own process. And he said his punishment was too hard for him to bear. He couldn't handle that. He got to leave his hometown, and he just had to wander in the world like a vagabond, going to and fro. And that's why when you give, just make sure that you don't have no motive why you give it for a good reason, because God said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse. You just got to believe Malachi 3:10. As you said, I will not approve it. But when you just giving it because you got a hidden agenda behind it, God sees, you can hide from man, but God sees your motive. He sees it. Just like it tells us over here in Proverbs. Also read over here in Proverbs. Proverbs 3. So in Proverbs 3:9, he said, honor the Lord by giving him your money and the first part of all your crops. Then you will have more grain and grapes than you will ever need. See, God knows, if we follow his commandment, I don't have to worry about being jealous or envious or nobody else. All I had to do is just follow the instructions of God and do his will. So I ain't got to worry about being jealous of nobody or backbiting nobody back out or you doing this because you want to be seen or you want the pastor to be the pastor favor. No, that's not how God look at it. He's looking at your heart. Just like he said in Proverbs 15, he also said, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but sorrowful of the heart, the spirit is broken. See, and that's where Cain fell at. See, all he do is have a merry heart and make a cheerful countenance. But by sorrowness of the heart, the spirit is broken. See, that's what the devil, he just stepped all in and just shift Cain as weak, and he didn't see it. That's why he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father. Ye were doomed. He was a murderer from the beginning. Abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and a father of all lies. And that's what happened with Cain. Cain just let the devil just come in there and just shift him as weak. He could have did the same thing his brother did. Just give him a good offering. The best offering, y'all work together. But we have to be careful. That's why we have to guard our spirit, stay connected with God, let God lead us and lean not our own understanding. And all our ways, we have to acknowledge God. And he would direct our path. He would tell us what to give. Give up your first. Your first. There wasn't no leftovers. You might as well keep it. So I'm still into Cain. I appreciate Pastor Bradford, how you give me the opportunity to really, I have a really, really, like I said, this is a new way for me, and I'm enjoying the ride, and I'm really enjoying the plane ride, And I thank God that I'm really getting into the Bible, getting understanding to learn of the people in the Bible. And the more so I read into the people of the Bible, reading people in the Bible. And I just thank you for giving me an opportunity for me to really have something to run after with the help of God to read about these people in the Bible where they messed up, but God still gave us another chance to come back and get it right. And he's showing us how we can get it right. So your counting me fell, but you could get back up, how he ended up letting him have his own family, his own people. He started letting him have his more and more people. He later on, how Cain ended up, he then got him a wife and sons, and they start having, you know, his family start growing. And then he allowed his mother and father to go back after he didn't shoo Abel, allowed him to go back to get Seth. So we just realized, I realized that this Bible is a real good teaching, and I see me where I have felt in here with my had seven sisters, six now, and where that I see me where I had got my punishment in, where that my country had fell with one of my sisters, and I was saying, you know, that favorite child. Why we say we don't have a favorite child, but we do. But if I had known about this, you know, back then, well, I just thank God that I got it right today. And I'm still keeping striving to keep getting it right in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Pastor Bradford, for allowing me to get in and get revelation and understanding about Abel and Cain. And when we don't do right, we put the consequences on ourselves, because the way we act out to the question of what we're supposed to do. And when we don't do the right thing, how do we expect to receive the good thing from our Father? Because he's no respected person. I thank you for letting me elaborate on Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve, how they conceived. And then somehow you could really shoe up and kill your own brother or your sister. But I see that what we see today is nothing new underneath the sun. So we just let our countenance and our jealousy just get in the way, and we just have to do a soul search with ourselves and be honest with yourself. If it's jealousy in you or envy, just ask God, help me. It's me. This thing that's in me is not right, God. Help me get this thing out of me. Get this jealousy out of me. Get this bitterness out of me. Get this hatred out of me. I need you, Lord, because I know it's in me and it's real, and I got to be real with myself because I don't want to be caught up like Cain. I thank you for allowing me to share, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity that I was worthy to even come elaborate on Cain and Abel. But as long as we do right, we ain't got to worry about our countenance falling. I'm going to turn it back over to you. I thank God, and when I woke up this morning, I let go. How God had laid on my heart. He said, welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel, you invite the presence, the presence of my people. So lift my head and lift my voice and offer up the sacrifice of praise. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you for allowing me to elaborate on Cain. In Jesus' name. Let's turn the floor back over to you.
Amen, amen, and thank you, amen, for taking the challenge, amen. We are very, very proud of you, amen. Good, 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 good bullet points, good job, good elaboration on Cain, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is a wonder, amen. And here, Minister Darlene, as I was meditating on Cain myself last night, amen, because I know that you have gone through, you know, so much, amen. And I said, just in case it's a little bit too heavy on her this morning, amen, I'm trying to be considerate of that. And just in case you had to back out, I just was doing a little meditation, but the step in. But we're so proud of you, and we see how you're pressing forward, amen, to be about the Lord's kingdom in spite of trials and tribulations, amen. So bless you, amen. But here came with the first human child, the first one, the firstborn, and everywhere, Adam and Eve's first baby, amen, was a murderer. I was just meditating. I said, is it no doubt, should we even be surprised with all the murder that's going on in our society today when the very first human child was a murderer? That spirit still running rampant, still running rampant. And I was just meditating on that, amen, how the first child was the first murderer, amen. But you put so many good points, amen, glory be to God. I mean, I tried to record it all, amen, but you said you don't want to get wrapped up like Cain, and that is so true, because all Cain had to do was correct his attitude. All Cain had to do was correct his attitude, but no, he wanted to take his anger out on his brother. And all he had to do was correct his attitude. And you know what? And as you said, and I'm just rephrasing what you said, amen, beloved, as we focus on Cain and the life of Cain, and we don't want to get wrapped up like Cain, because Cain was aware of the right choice, but he chose the wrong one. How many of us know the right way, but we choose the wrong way? For the Bible says to know right and do wrong is sin. We know the right way. We might not be a murderer. We might not go around murdering people, see, but we're still choosing what we shouldn't. You know you shouldn't have touched that. You know you shouldn't have said that. You know you made the wrong choice. But you knew the right choice. So before we beat Cain up, beloved, we got to examine ourselves. How many of us have done wrong when right was available? How many? And that's what we can learn from Brother Cain. As our minister, Darlene, reiterated several times, just do the right thing. You know the right thing. You know what God's will is. You know the flesh going to give you a hard time. You know the flesh going to try to compromise with you, giving you all type of excuses why you justified. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Just do it. It's not Nike. It's not Jesus' mother at the wedding. Just do it. God is going to help you do the right thing. Amen. So that's it. Do the right thing, beloved. Do the right thing. Amen. And amen. Because you know why? And I say this. Amen. We go. As you already said, I'm just saying what you said in a different way. Amen. The consequences of our sin may lead a lifetime. The consequences of our decision, it just don't come and go. Next week I'll be okay. No, baby, your consequences might take you to your grave. And you know what? Can take your children and your grandchildren to their grave too. See, because now it's a whole generation of curse. Your whole legacy has been affected. Your whole family line has been affected by one choice. when you didn't have to do it. But you gave into that old nasty flesh, or you gave in to trying to please somebody else. So whatever your reason was, you was wrong. Amen, beloved. Amen. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. And he said he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. He said when we forsake our sins, when we confess our sins and forsake our sins, God will have mercy. Amen. And he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Good job, Sister Darlene. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, don't go too far because we got so many men in these Bibles. I'm telling you, I was thinking this morning, say some of y'all may have to go around 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Look, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not even going to bother the people that don't want to participate. If I call on you and you acting funny, look, I don't have the energy nowadays, beloved. God has me somewhere in the spirit. I can't even explain where God has me in the spirit. I can't even explain it. I don't want to even sound like I'm bragging. I don't have time for it. I'm going to reach out to everybody. If you act like you slow or you got to think about it, you know what the Holy Spirit showed me to do? Get about 10 people or those who willing, those who are excited about this, and work them. We just work the circle. You may have to come up 2 times a month, whatever. We just going to work the ones that want to do it. That's what we're going to do. Amen. And that way, amen, it won't be too heavy on anybody. Amen. God is so good. So don't go too far, Sister Darlene. Amen. Because you're doing a wonderful job. Amen. You're doing a wonderful. I noticed, you know, you're not as nervous as you was the first time. I see your confidence level coming up. And I see you being a great instructor in God's word. You are a teacher. It's just that your gift was so unrecognized. It was so hidden within in you, your potential. You are uncovering your gifts. And by you saying yes to the will of the Lord, you are discovering who you are, and you are uncovering your gifts. And I see you in the spirit as a teacher. I see you as an intellectual teacher, too. Glory be to God. So I want to encourage you to just keep going. Just keep going. You did a wonderful job. I want to say Brother Cain, but I'm just going to say Cain right now, or Mr. Cain.
Right.
Amen. Wonderful. Oh, let's call him Mr. Cain.
Cain was something. He was something.
Yeah.
He reminded me a bit, you know, of the abuse. You know, the abuse and when parents say that they don't have no favoritism, but they do have a favoritism. And you show more, especially when you got a whole bunch of kids, certain parents. I'm going to use my parents right now. So I'm going to use me. Where that you got all these girls, but you can take one girl and you can cultivate that one. You pulls out her gift. You pulls out all her, you know, push her. But the rest of them, they nothing. You leave them back there in Lola Bar. You know, they ain't nobody. You're ugly. You're bald head. You're stupid. You know, you kill the rest of people self-esteem like Cain did Abel. And you see my gift, you see me coming forward, you see the stuff that I'm doing, but you ain't nobody. I do for just some reason, you know, she named after Grandma Evelyn. So, you know, and Grandma Evelyn, you know, she was just a matriarch. Since she got named Evelyn, you know, we going to push you and, like, we going to cultivate your gifts and everything, but the rest of y'all monkeys, y'all stay back there. You know, I got a lot out of, I cried a whole lot in reading Cain and Abel because I seen me all up in there. And I was repenting. I was asking God to forgive me. See, because you can be getting mad and stay me dedicated to the Lord. Because I didn't know much about it, but I still talked to him because I knew it was this thing in me talking with me. And I would cry it to it. Now I know what it is. You know, it's Jesus, you know. And I would cry to him, and I didn't like her. And I used to do stuff to her, you know, it wasn't right, You know, because why you get all the attention? And I would tell the other sister, they think that she's so Miss Perfect. She's so right. We can do everything that she do. But as I started getting older and recognized, well, Teresa didn't take her rightful place. Evelyn, Teresa's daddy's first daughter. So the baton go to the next one, the next oldest, and it was Evelyn. So I'm after Evelyn. So when I realized as I started getting older, but I still think that parents shouldn't show. You cultivate one gift in schooling and you see their talent, but you don't do nothing with the rest of them. And I had got better. I didn't want to go around Evelyn. I didn't want to be bothered with her. I found myself a whole lot in reading this about Cain. Only thing I didn't do, I didn't murder her. But I did with my mouth. I got a lot out of this, and I repented, and I cried. Everything. I even called her. I said, forgive me. Even what I did when I was 5 years old to you. See, now I understand. Now I can relate. But I thought my gifts and everything was just as good as hers. I would go out the way and try to give you my best. And then I find myself, as time going on, I start giving people stuff, giving. I sit down. I take my money sitting all over the world, just giving away. I had to show me a way. That's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. Yeah. I got a whole lot out of Cain right here.
Amen.
And I seen up in here. That is good. Amen. I thank you for allowing me to.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Because, see, this also proves that, amen, that when I'm asking certain ones to preach on or teach or share on an individual, that God is giving you that person to share on for a reason. So we hear the healing that is taking place. Amen. I just went through all the names and I said, Lord, who should I give who to? And the Lord told me to give you Darlene Cain. So this is what I want to say to you, Minister Darlene. Thank you for sharing, amen, and opening up with us, amen. Glory be to God. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, all you need, amen, what's going to be your empowerment? You only need somebody to believe in you, amen. That's the only thing. You just need somebody to get behind you, believe in you. And the whole world, you're not even going to know yourself when God can finish with you. But I come to tell you this morning that God believes in you, and so does Pastor Bradford. Amen. Hallelujah. So you believe in yourself, and we going somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Amen. And thank you so much again for serving. Amen. And sharing. Amen. Amen. We love you. Amen. All
love
right,
you.
Beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Cain. There go Cain. Amen. We bless the Lord. That was awesome. That was awesome. Amen. Very tender moment. Thank you again, Minister Darlene. Okay, we'll be back again tomorrow with another man of the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. I sort of see the Lord is giving me a glimpse of what he's doing here. He's giving me a little glimpse. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. It's a separation taking place. Y'all already know this ministry going somewhere. That's why you're hanging in here. You already know this ministry going somewhere. You already know it. Amen. I already know it. Amen. Glory be to God. I also know that everybody ain't going. But I see the Lord doing something. Amen. So to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. We ask that you would join us. Amen, saints. Amen. Let us pray. You know, even if you don't have a prayer request, come on, just jump on the call and pray. Touch and agree with the prayer warrior. Beloved, 50 Christians was murdered on Sunday at a Pentecostal church in Nigeria. People's a lot of people to take down. They must, I mean, like 50 people? We know one man didn't do it. So what, did an army come in there? Did they come in doing praise and worship? I mean, like what? Are we going to tell we don't have nothing to pray for? But everything else is more important than prayer? Beloved, come on. Let us pray. Let us pray and let us keep on praying. I know you have your personal prayer time. If you don't, you should. But there's something about that corporate prayer, too. You need corporate prayer time and you need personal prayer time. And pray and keep on praying. 12 o'clock, amen. And back at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing, amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a marvelous day. Amen. Tomorrow we'll be, Lord's willing, 5 o'clock on Facebook at the morning altar. Then back at 6 o'clock at the breakfast table. Amen. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Bible study. Amen. And to God be praised. But, amen, tomorrow take care of yourself. Let us get through the day. Let us get through the day. Putin got some threats. Putin's been threatening the United States. Putin got some threats. Hallelujah. What we going to do? We going to pray. That's what we going to do. We going to pray. We going to pray. We going to pray. They still burying the babies in Texas. We going to pray. Y'all know what happened on South Street this weekend. We read the news. We're not wrapped up in it, but we have to be aware. Let me tell you something. Some people say they never watch the news. Look, something could be happening in your own backyard, and you not know it. So you want to watch the news. We want to be concerned so we can know how to pray, but we don't want to be in fear. But it just confirms to us how close we are to going home. Anybody want to go? Anybody want to go home? Wrap up church. Amen. Hallelujah. We're on our way home. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth through our minister, Darlene. Father, we thank you. We see her confidence level being built up, Father God. Oh, God, we say thank you for her communications. We say thank you for the message of Cain, the lesson that we can learn from Mr. Cain, the first human child who was also the first murderer, Father God, who knew the right thing but chose the wrong thing. God, forgive us. Forgive us for choosing wrong. Talking about if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Father God, forgive us, Father, in Jesus' name, that we might do better, that we might get a will to do better, Father, and keep on doing better, because it's you who's helping us anyhow if we want to be helped. Thank you, and we bless you, Father God. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Bless them for their sacrifices, Father God. In the name of Jesus, every petition, every prayer request heard and answered, we just want to say thank you. God, help us not to be in the wrong place at the right time. Help us not to be in the wrong place at the right time today. Order us, lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us, cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. It will not take root, prosper, or come to pass. And we say thank you, Father God. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Over and over and over again. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Hallelujah. And the church said amen, 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 amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a marvelous, 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 marvelous day. And choose, please don't choose to do wrong when you know how to do right. Amen. Love you. Amen.
He's a healer. He's a healer, Lord. He's a healer.
Doesn't feel like things are getting better. Can't escape the pain, it saturates everything. What's the answer? People dying, mothers crying, hearts aching. sickness spreading, honestly, I hope it's fading. Everywhere I see negativity, yeah. Diminishing to nothing, trying to find a faith to pray. It's so hard. What's the answer? Lord, my money got me stressing more than ever. All is marching, Lord, help us come together. You're the only one. Why?